Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, and I'm glad to have you with me, so let's get started. The rules of engagement for this program are just pretty darn easy. If you haven't figured them out yet, then you don't deserve the moniker of a goober, but I think most goobers understand what the rules of engagement are. First and foremost, you text the word MicroMichael to 33103. So text MicroMichael in your message to 33103. And I've already got some great text messages this morning, and I'll tell you very quickly that during my weekday show out of Denver, somebody sent in a text message that literally changed an entire hour of the program. So your text messages are that important, and I look at them throughout the program. So that's the first thing you do. Then the second thing you do is, if you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, if you want to download the podcast, you want to stream us live. Of course, I know you can get podcasts anywhere, but iHeart still likes for us to mention this. You can go to this website, michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com. And there you can find the Facebook page, the Twitter page, the Instagram page, the place to get all of the stuff that we put up, simply going to michaelsweekendshow.com. So those are out of the way. So let's get started. And the way I want to get started today is, and I was just talking to Damien, my producer in Los Angeles. I'm sitting in Denver. And I was explaining to Damien that after last Saturday's show, I jumped in. It's a funny story, too, about this. I'm already off on the squirrel. I was thinking about this driving in the studio this morning because there was a story about interest rates. So I bought a new Jeep Grand Cherokee at the end of January of this year. So about January 30th of this year, 2022, I went into a dealer and I bought a new Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I was, you know, talking to the finance guys and you know, of course, they want your credit score and, you know, all of that kind of garbage. And they came back and they said, you know, Mr. Brown, we got a deal that you might be interested in. We can offer you whatever term you want. You know, if you want 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, we'll go up to 8 years. And I'm thinking, why would anybody get an 8-year loan? But anyway, they said, and we can give you 0%. Free money. So I grabbed it. And I think I did either 48 or maybe, I might have done 60 months on it. Because I thought, you know, who cares? It's free money. So, you know, extend it out and just pay it out over 5 years. And I'm thinking about that and how far we've gone from that day in January to today. You show me a place where you could walk into a car dealership and you could get 0% financing on a car. So anyway, back to my story about what, again, the difference in what's happened in just the past year or so. So Saturday after last Saturday's show, I jump in the car in the Jeep Grand Cherokee, and I'm driving that particular car for a particular reason, because a breeder of Leonbergers, I own Leonbergers, go look them up, they're great dogs, and this breeder in Dallas had one that she was trying to find a good home for because she can't show this particular Leonberger, 10-month-old puppy, because, and I've seen the orthopedic report, so the dog's fine, but the dog has a slight limp in its front left shoulder. And I looked at this dog, and I checked the orthopedic reports and everything else and jumped in the car, and I drove to Dallas to pick up this dog after the show Saturday. And I was telling Damien, because I asked Damien what the price of gas was. I'm always curious. So Damien's paying about $5.49 a gallon for gas in Los Angeles. And the sad part is, and I understand because I think the same way. If gas is $6, $7 a gallon, and suddenly you're paying $5.49 a gallon, you kind of have these two modes of brainwaves going on. And one says, oh my gosh, isn't that great? And on the other shoulder, your brainwave is going, you know, are you effing crazy? You, a couple of years ago, you were paying X, and now you're happy because you're paying $5.49. That's exactly how this administration looks at gas prices. And I had to rub it in, and I wish I had taken a photograph of the pump and sent it to Damien. In Texas, I paid $2.99 for regular unleaded. Now, there are a whole host of reasons why the price of gas differs all across the country. Location of refineries, the particular state regulations, state taxes, state gasoline taxes, all of those different variables go into the price of a gallon of gasoline. But I can tell you that from fairly close to downtown Dallas until I hit the Dallas-Oklahoma line, I'm telling you, I was pulling over at every freaking filling station I could find with $2.99 of gas to keep that tank as full of cheap gas as long as I could until I hit Oklahoma and started heading back toward Colorado. And even then, gas was barely above $3 a gallon. What I would describe as the holy warriors of a religious cult of climate change ought to be put in a psych ward for evaluations, or maybe put on the FBI terrorist watch list. I don't care either one. Because what they're doing is they're acting as foot soldiers for the globalists in order to amass all of this power in some sort of scheme that apparently only afflicts the West. Now, China, Russia, India, they're not playing ball, though certainly they're going to benefit from our insanity. The eco-nuts are wreaking havoc. And if you look at what's going on inside a school system, your kids, your grandkids, or your neighborhood kids are being promoted and taught this same globalist crap about climate change. And that if we don't change our ways, we are doomed to just, I don't know, I guess Armageddon of some sort. There is a great thing about getting older. As I get older, I'm able to look over my shoulder and go, I've seen this play before. I've seen this movie before. I've heard this same crap before. When I was in high school, it was, you know, the coming ice age, and we were all going to freeze to death. And then when I was in college and undergraduate school, one of the things that we had to debate was climate change. And then it was that, you know, we're all going to burn up. And then it switches back again, and it switched back again. Keeps switching back and forth, and now they've settled on the term climate change. And it is a religion. Let's do some ancient history. March of this year. I know it's a long time ago. Remember when that nut job went to the Louvre Museum in Paris? He was pretending to be he was in a wheelchair, pretending to be handicapped, wearing a wig and lipstick. And so he gets through security to Louvre, and he gets close to the Mona Lisa, and he hurls a cake at the Mona Lisa. They're nuts. July of this year, three Italian environmental activists glued their hands to Botticelli's Primavera in Florence. Glued their hands. You know, they also glued their hands in an office building. I can't think of what company it was, but if I owned a company and they came in and, you know, they came in protesting what, you know, I make widgets and widgets somehow are going to destroy the earth. And so they come and glue their hands or glue their heads or whatever stupid stuff they do. I'd just say, okay, fine. And I'd shut off the air conditioning, the heating, or whatever it is, and I'd lock the doors, and I'd just leave. I just tell the employees, you know, we're all going to work from home, and we're going to let them sit there and poop in their pants and pee in their pants, and they're going to sit there with their hands glued for as long as they want, because the point they're making is a religious point. It is not a scientifically based point, except for this. The climate does change. It changes all the time. It goes back and it goes forth. We go through ice ages. We go through cooling periods. We go through warming periods. But this idea that we're going to go out and we're going to somehow, as human beings, change what the sun does to the earth, or what the oceans do to the earth, or what moisture in the air does to the earth in terms of climate, and that somehow we're going to control that and change that, is the epitome of arrogance. But it has real world implications. What is abundantly clear, and that we can't get away from, is that energy. Just think of the word energy, which is 90 and 100% dependent on fossil fuels, has done something that we never stop and think about, including those numbnuts that glue themselves in art museums or office buildings or throw soup or cake or whatever else it is, that every single thing that they use to do so is a result of fossil fuels. His stupid wheelchair, his cake, his clothing, his lipstick. My God, his lipstick. Pure petroleum products. But I want you to think about it in terms of this. I've also often said this to my local audience, so I want to say it to you too. Look around you. Look around at everything that we have. Energy. Forget fossil fuels for a second. Just energy has lifted Western civilization completely out of poverty and into the highest standard of living ever known in the history of mankind. Ever. That's how important energy is to our way of life. And these religious zealots somehow believe that fossil fuels, which is a part of energy, that somehow we need to get rid of them. Think about every single thing. Air conditioning. Now we're getting into fall, getting closer to winter. Heating. Traveling. Shelter. Do you know that more than two-thirds of companies on the New York Stock Exchange rely on oil or derivatives of oil for their products? Here's what else is clear. Let's go back in history again. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the most aggressive climate change plan in the nation was adopted under him. $33 billion over the course of 5 years to combat climate change, to protect the environment and somehow create resilient communities. Now, think about the insanity of the state of New York doing that and the state of Wyoming not doing it, or the state of California doing it, and the state of Illinois not doing it. It's insanity. Current New York Governor Hochul, couldn't think of her name for a second, she's now using taxpayer monies to make a $500 million investment in offshore wind energy development and increase by $4 billion the Environmental Bond Act. So despite recently passing a $200 billion budget, activist groups and economic geniuses are still dissatisfied. They're still not happy. You would almost come to the conclusion, which I already have, that it's not really about climate change. Climate change is simply the vehicle for them to get their special interests money. Follow the money. What Kathy Hochul is doing in New York is proposing a continuation of the status quo of these very tiny incremental improvements in these stupid small programs to begin with that don't amount to the response that the crisis requires, according to Pete Sikora, who is a climate change director for New York Communities for Change. So think about that. They're upset because she's not spending enough money. So if we're not spending enough money, or we're spending the right amount of money. Because who knows? It's like whenever somebody tells me that people should pay their fair share of taxes, I always ask them, very sincerely and genuinely, I don't argue with them. I sincerely want to know from an individual who tells me that, you know, the rich ought to, you know, pay their fair share. Well, tell me, first of all, tell me who the rich are. And then tell me, what's their fair share? No, and let's break it down. You have different sources of income. You have capital gains, so you make an investment, you buy some stock, that stock price increases in value, or you buy a house or a rental property, and it goes up in value, except not anymore. It goes up in value, and the difference between what you paid, your basis, and that increase in the value, you pay capital gains on that. Okay, well, how much should that be? How much should that be? I don't think anybody can tell us. What I can tell you, though, is this. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, like we saw with Nancy Pelosi's husband in San Francisco, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, then you need to learn about Hero Non-Lethal Products. Hero is a maker of award-winning Hero 20. It's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder that explode on impact, covering the attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. That gives you time to get away. All of these Hero products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com, that's the website, Hero2020.com, has a new product called the Arrow. This looks like a small remote control. It shoots a thin, recce red sticky pepper gel that creates this intense burning sensation on any skin contact. And Arrow includes a 120 decibel alarm that alerts other people for help, again giving you time to escape in a non-lethal way. Both of these products, non-lethal but allow you to defend yourself from a distance. Both my wife and I carry these. Get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working late shift, or anyone who needs extra protection. Go to Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com and put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What about the results of all this spending coming up next? I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and The Deep Thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Simply go to michaelsweekendshow.com for all the stuff you need to know about the program. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Why do I perseverate? Why do I focus so much on energy as a topic? Because without energy, you and I would not have the lifestyle that we have. And we have the greatest, most amazing lifestyle in the history of mankind. And I know that different people have different economic statuses. And that's as it always has been and it always will be. But even the poorest of the poor in this country aren't out digging for grubs somewhere in some, you know, field trying to find something to eat. Not in this country. They might in some other asshole country, but not here, and it's because of energy. And I'm not denying that sometime, probably not in my lifetime or your lifetime, but sometime in the future we may actually have an ability to transition to nuclear, to wind or solar or hydrogen or something we don't even know of right now, that will provide us the kind of power that we need to manufacture, to shelter ourselves, to cool ourselves, to warm ourselves, to feed ourselves. That may be off in the distant future because no one knows what might be invented. But we can't get from this point to that point without energy, and 90 to 100% of that energy today is fossil fuel. Yet we have the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, showing just how stupid these policies are.
Our plan, powered by the Inflation Reduction Act, represents the largest investment in fighting climate change in our country's history. And it will put us well on our way toward a future where we depend on the wind, the sun, and other clean sources of energy. We will rid ourselves from our current dependence on fossil fuels.
We will end our dependence on fossil fuels. Well, Madam Secretary,
it's October 20th, 2022, here in Hurst, Ontario.
We're certainly not going to do that
four straight
right
days.
Now. That is not going to happen now. So we need to keep fossil fuels in the picture. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54%. 10% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everyone's having a good weekend. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message, 33103. And you can always go to michaelsweekendshow.com to get all the info about the program. So, yeah, I want to talk about energy for just a little bit more, because the President of the United States of America is out in his, in only the way that he can, complaining about the price of gasoline, complaining about the price of groceries. And I find it, you talk about cognitive dissonance. It is primarily, not 100%, but it is primarily the policies of this president, this administration, and the Democrat Party, for the reason that we have high prices at the gas pump, for the reason that we have inflated prices at the grocery store. And all of that can be traced, let me be fair, not all of it, but most of it can be traced back to the fact that they threw so much money into the economy, including the Trump administration. Now, COVID seems like a long ways off, but the way things work in Washington is this. And I sincerely want you to understand this, because this is an example of why the problems that we face today might get slightly better over the next quarter, but it then is going to get worse. Yeah, it's just happy weekend, everybody, right? Yeah, I'm just a bundle of joy today. But here's why. When Congress authorizes and appropriates trillions of dollars to be spent, the funnel for spending that money is of a certain size. And that size is determined by the groups, the companies, the programs, the organizations. I'm just trying to think of everything possible as I think back of how appropriations work, that will eventually get that money. And all of those organizations or people or things, companies, whatever, that are going to get that money. Because remember, when Congress authorizes and appropriates the spending of $1, just $1, that $1 has to be spent, and that means that that dollar has to go from the United States Treasury to something, a company, a person, an organization, so that they can then spend that money on whatever the program is. Got it? So the president asked Congress to appropriate, let's just round it up, $5 trillion. Actually, that's rounding it down, but $5 trillion. So once that money is appropriated, it gets sent to it gets sent to the White House, the executive branch, Office of Management and Budget. Then that gets transferred out to all the different departments and agencies within the president's cabinet: Homeland Security, Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, Department of Commerce, you name it, Department of Energy, all across the spectrum. That money gets sent from the Office of Management and Budget out to the program offices in those cabinet departments, and then those people start to send it out to either state and local government, if it's a state or local government grant, or to a company, or to an organization, or even to an individual, depending on what kind of money it is. Is it a grant? Is it an actual just a check? Whatever it might be. All of that takes time. And not all of that money can be spent at once. So you have this pipeline that is just crammed full. I mean, literally imagine a pipeline crammed full of $5 trillion. And at the other end is this spigot that sprays it out to all of these companies, organizations, individuals that ultimately get, this redistribution of our tax dollars. Well, let's say that you've got a company that is going to, since I'm talking about energy, let's say they're going to manufacture, they found a way to take mice or guinea pigs or something and put them in these cages with the wheels spinning, and somehow that makes enough electricity to power, Dallas, Texas. So they're going to get a government grant. Well, that grant might be, let's just say, $10 million. But that company can't spend $10 million in just, boom, one tranche. It takes several tranches, maybe of $2 million. So it takes five tranches of $2 million apiece over a year or maybe 2 years. You get the point? The point is this pipeline full of these trillions of dollars going out, which is causing inflation, not all of that has been spent yet. So if you think that inflation is going to get better in the near term, guess what? I'm the bearer of some bad news today. Because my belief, based on how understanding exactly how government spending works, those trillions of dollars that are now causing inflation by the little bit that's getting out, there's still more behind that that still is in the pipeline to go out. So unless and until there is a change in Democrats' fiscal policies, that's not going to happen, or there's a Republican House and Senate after the midterm elections next week, I mean, not next, it'd be the week after. If there's a change in party control and they unwind all of that spending, there's still going to be that that's in the pipeline that will still get out, that will still get spent, that at least for the near term, after January 1 of this year, will still cause even higher inflation. So we haven't seen, I mean, if you think you've seen the light at the end of the tunnel, that's just the poor schmuck with a flashlight trying to figure out to warn us that, hey, this tunnel goes on forever. It goes on a lot longer than you think, so don't get all excited. So what's the point? The point is, while things may get better in the short term, depending on the midterm elections, they're going to get worse in the long term before they start getting better again. Isn't that great? Isn't that fantastic? Doesn't that make you feel good? Isn't that wonderful? So now let me pile on and tell you that we have a commander-in-chief that simply doesn't understand exactly what it is that's going on or that you need to do. Here's his... I want every single... You know, it's the weekend, so many of you may go to the grocery store. You may go pick up, you know, some groceries or whatever. I want you to take this advice from the president. It's brilliant. I mean, who would have ever thought of this?
I want to turn to the economy. Today's GDP report shows that the U.S. economy grew 2.6% in the third quarter. What's your top-line reaction to that?
Top-line reaction is really good. There's nothing bad about the report. Nothing bad about the report. And the core inflation is actually down about a point and a half. We're in a situation where...
Let me pause this for a second. He is right. Core inflation is down about a point. I mean, that's nothing to, you know, write home about, but it is down a little bit. But as I just explained to you, that's because that funnel of money is kind of jammed up right now. And in the new calendar year, when most companies and organizations go into their new fiscal year, unlike the government, which ends on October 30th, this time that money's going to start flowing again and inflation will increase again. Until, assuming there's a new Congress, they can stop that flow of money. If that flow of money doesn't stop, that means that core inflation rate is going to start going back up after the first of the year, if not sooner. But listen to what he says the solution is, because he admits that while inflation is down, at least he still has enough of his faculties to recognize that inflation is still too high, which I think is, for him, is a major accomplishment.
We've created more jobs. We're in a situation where, and look, the price of gasoline's falling.
That goes back to my point with Damien. Damien's excited because in Los Angeles, he's no longer paying $6 a gallon. He's now paying $5.49 a gallon. Well, Joe Biden's telling him the same thing. He's telling you the same thing. Hey, the price of gas has gone down. Yeah. What are you bitching about? Come on, relax. Everything's fine.
The price of gasoline just in the last several months is down $1.26 or $1.27. And if the oil companies start to charge what they should be charging.
Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. If the oil companies should start charging what they are supposed to be charging, wait a minute. Does he know that answer? Does he know how much the oil company should be charging? Because everyone's bitching about the profits of the oil company. Hang tight, because in a minute, I'm going to explain why the profits of those oil companies are so high. And if you're an oil executive, you're not excited about it. No, you're not. Oh, there's some good news in it, but you're not singing tap dancing over it. Back to the president.
Based on the cost of a barrel of oil, it'd be down another 40 cents. And I'm going to keep pushing until they get it down.
But what do you say to Americans? Because gas prices to many people are still too high. Groceries are still expensive. What's your message?
My message is we're getting them down. I told you I'd bring them down. We're bringing it down. I come from a family where if gas prices went up or food prices went up, what happened? What happened was a conversation at the kitchen table. And we're doing a whole lot of other things. And by the way, the food prices, the main driver of food prices is not the price of beef and eggs, et cetera, all are up. It's packaged goods. Packaged goods. You're going to see people not buying Kellogg's Raisin Bran, which you're going to see them buy another Raisin Bran, which would be a dollar cheaper. I mean,
hey, come on, man. Come on. You go to the grocery store. You're on a tight budget. You don't know how you're going to feed your kids. My guess is, and it's just a wild guess on my part, but my guess is if you're in that economic situation or you know someone who is, they're already doing that. You know, we don't need the freaking president of the United States of America to tell us that, hey, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and I don't know, I don't eat cereal, so I have no freaking clue. But let's say that a box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran is $5. I don't know. You can laugh at me if I'm way off either way. I don't care. I'll look it up in a minute. So you go in to buy Kellogg's Raisin Bran. And you're already living paycheck to paycheck, and things are getting worse. And you see the Kellogg's Raisin Bran because Kellogg's has managed to get that on the shelf that is at eye level. But if you look down one shelf below Kellogg's Raisin Bran, you see another box of Raisin Bran, and it's $3 or $4. And if you're trying to cut your grocery bill, what do you do? Well, you're not eating the Raisin Bran. The Rugrats are eating Raisin Bran. So you buy the cheaper brand. My guess is that's been going on since they invented grocery store brands. Yeah. People have been buying off-label or non-generic brands for decades. This isn't new, Mr. President. My gosh, you really are demented.
So what's happening is there is real movement. We're better positioned than any country in the world, any major country in the world. And our economy is growing and it's still in a place where it's leveling out.
It's leveling out before it gets worse. But he does say something else. But I don't think he understands what he's saying. And I think we have a disagreement about what he really means. And that is we're better off than any other country to deal with this. We are, and it has to do with oil company profits. I'll explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsweekendshow.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know 95% of shrimp consumed to this country come from overseas countries like China and India? Think twice about the shrimp you feed your family. Support U.S.-based Biloxi Shrimp Co. Owners Mark and Jonathan were born and raised in Biloxi, Mississippi, among generations in the commercial shrimping industry. You'll get premium restaurant-grade shrimp from hard-working Americans delivered to your door and be hooked on the quality and convenience. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I mean, I really do. I really am glad to have you with me. So the President of the United States tells you to go out and buy just the store brand, instead of buying Kellogg's Raisin brand, buy the store bought brand. Well, I think people have been doing that ever since the invention of store brands. This is nothing new. But he just doesn't get it.
Today, the most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
Wait a minute. Down over $5 when you took office? And you want to tell the oil companies that this is the price of what gasoline ought to be? The price of gasoline is set by the market. by supply and demand. Oil and gas companies can decide to raise production or not raise production. And if they raise production, that lowers prices. But for right now, oil company profits are simply a sign of the imbalance that exists in the oil markets. In this way, everyone wants oil and refined products. Everybody. Even the greeny weenies, because they know. Patagonia, for example. Patagonia knows that if they want to sell their winter wear, they need oil and gas products. So if somebody tells you they don't need it, they're lying to you. They need it. Everybody wants oil and refined products, and the problem is there's simply not enough to go around. Now, oil companies can just as easily lose big in a scenario that drives down demand, such as the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. But when the going's good, it's very good. And when the going's bad, it's very bad. It's extremely bad for oil and gas companies. So here's what the oil and gas companies are doing, and I don't blame them, because if I were an oil and gas company exec, I'd be doing exactly the same thing. We know, I'm speaking as an oil and gas exec, I know that demand for oil and gas, when we get through this inflationary period, is going to increase. When the economy turns around, it's going to increase. We will have to have the capital to invest in oil and gas production. So let's preserve as much of our capital as possible. While we can make a profit because of an imbalance in the market, let's buy some of our shares back, make our company more profitable, and prepare for the good times when the demand for our products skyrockets. If any other company, if Apple did that, if Microsoft did that, if Facebook did it, if Google did it, if GM did it, if Ford did it, or if your company did it, if this company I work for, if iHeartMedia did this, I would say they're making wise and smart business decisions. But because they're oil and gas companies, we've been taught to believe that they are evil. I would challenge you that if you think the oil and gas companies are evil, and you somehow want to no longer participate in the so-called evilness of oil and gas companies, then I want you to rid your life of every single thing that has to do or is brought to you by an oil and gas company. Because then you can go live like a caveman. Just go live like a caveman and see how much you like that. Quit vilifying the oil and gas company. They're making smart business decisions for the long term, which most companies don't. I'm glad they are. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Take a quick break. I'll see you on the other side. Don't worry.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Think twice about the shrimp you feed your family. Support U.S.-based Biloxi Shrimp Co. Owners Mark and Jonathan were born and raised in Biloxi, Mississippi, among generations in the commercial shrimping industry. You'll get premium restaurant-grade shrimp from hard-working Americans delivered to your door and be hooked on the quality and convenience. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order today.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Gold Leaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Gold Leaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. The attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, highlights a rising threat to lawmakers.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi flew to California after her husband was viciously attacked in the couple's San Francisco home early Friday morning. A suspect has been arrested. According to the Speaker's office, Paul Pelosi underwent surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. His doctors do expect a full recovery. Members of Congress have received additional money for security at their homes, but some have pushed for yet more protection as people have shown up at their residences. The U.S. Capitol Police investigated almost 10,000 threats to members last year. That's more than twice the number from 4 years earlier. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin predicts the midterm elections will continue the so-called red wave he started last year when he defeated high-profile Democrat and former Governor Terry McAuliffe.
I've said that the road to the majority in Congress flows through Virginia, and it will, and that's going to be really exciting. And as I've had the opportunity to visit with gubernatorial candidates and campaign forum around the country, we see the exact same momentum.
Youngkin was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. China's export growth weakened in September, even as imports rebounded from a contraction as economic growth there improved.
Official data showed exports rose 5.7% over a year earlier to $322.8 billion, down from August 7% growth. Imports gained 0.3% to $238 billion, recovering from the previous month's 0.2% contraction. Imports from Russia, mostly oil and gas, rose 55% over a year earlier, but were off slightly from August levels.
And that report from correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
A woman who posed for pictures after killing a puppy gets a slap on the wrist.
The Montana woman who sparked outrage when she shot and killed a six-month-old Siberian Husky puppy and then posted pictures of herself smiling with the dead dog pleads not guilty after being charged with a misdemeanor citation of animal cruelty. 36-year-old Amber Rose Barnes was slammed online for killing the puppy that she claimed was a wolf. Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said she's not been charged with a hunting violation because the incident did not involve an animal under their jurisdiction. Barnes is due back in court on December 20th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
About 100 people were injured and an unspecified number feared dead after being crushed by a large crowd pushing forward on a narrow street during Halloween festivities in the South Korean capital of Seoul. Officials said that about 100 people were reported as injured during the surge. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Brazil's current and former presidents have met in a final debate before their runoff election set for tomorrow.
With the latest polls suggesting that the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is still leading by several percentage points, this was perhaps the final opportunity for President Jair Bolsonaro to close that gap. It was a fractious and bitter debate. They accused each other of lying about the level of help they'd given the poor whilst they were in office. Jair Bolsonaro said that Lula, who served time in prison for corruption, was a bandit and a thief. Lula countered, suggesting that Bolsonaro and his family are stealing from Brazilians.
That is BBC's Nick Miles reporting a booming session to end the week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 828 points to close at 32,861. The NASDAQ was up 309. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Guess what you're doing? You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you're doing it. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're very simple. If you want to communicate, talk to me, text me, whatever, is you simply text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. I was reading through some of them during the break. You guys are freaking hilarious. I got someone pretending to be Hillary Clinton texting me. Yeah, the text message is starting to get a little steamy. I might read those later in the program. I don't think it's really Hillary. So you text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you want to stream the program live, you want to download the podcast, you want to follow me on social media, it's simply this, michaelsweekendshow.com. And that'll take you straight to the iHeart page where everything is located, michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com. I want to talk for a minute about Twitter. Don't roll your eyes. Stop it. I know you're rolling your eyes. Stop that. I want to talk about Twitter for a second because Twitter is a microcosm of a larger issue that's playing out in the country. Now, if you don't know what Twitter is, seriously, you know, I would be curious. If I text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, and don't be a smartass here because I know a lot of you are smartasses, if you don't know what Twitter is, I'd be curious. I'm going to explain what it is, but I'd just be curious if you don't know what it is. Twitter is a social media platform, and it has become incredibly important for journalism. And I use the term journalism loosely, because journalism in this country now consists of a whole host of things. It consists of the cabal that I've described before. That's the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants. Twitter's a part of that. But the subset of that, journalism, includes things like the major networks, the three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. It also includes all the cable channels. It also includes all of, all newspapers, not just the major newspapers, but all newspapers. everything from the New York Times to the Washington Post to the Dallas Morning News to the Denver Post, the Denver Gazette, to the Los Angeles Times, to all of these major newspapers and all the minor newspapers. It also includes all of the so-called journalistic websites, the Daily Beast or Breitbart, the Drudge Report, and all the newspapers that have online sites. And then last but not least, and I emphasize not least, are all the independent journalists. Small journalist news sites like Just the News or Cheryl Atkinson or, I can't think of any off my hand, there are certain, liberal individuals on the left side of the political spectrum that have their own journalistic websites. Twitter has become important, incredibly important to those, to that journalism, that description of journalism, because that's where they communicate their stories. For me, Twitter, now let me go back and explain the functionality of Twitter. So it's a social media platform, and it's a platform where people communicate in very short paragraphs. I forget the exact number, but I think it's 240 characters. And you can add to it, so you can type a paragraph that's 240 characters, you can attach a video, you can attach a meme, you can attach, a document or a link or whatever, and you can share that out to all of your followers or to even people that don't follow you. Then if they are searching Twitter for a particular topic, they might run across your account. So, for example, my Twitter handle is at Michael Brown USA. So go follow me on Twitter. And I'm a hot and cold user of Twitter. I see Twitter as the old teletype machines in the old newsrooms, where the wire services would send a story out across the wires. Well, that's how I've organized my Twitter usage. I have different lists. I have news organizations. I have politicians. I have politicians at a national level. I have politicians for Colorado. I have politicians that I think are unique. I have a list of people that drive me nuts because I think they're wackos, so they're over here on another list because I like to see what they're saying. So I've organized it as a teletype machine, as an old-school teletype machine. And it's a bastion of free speech, or at least it was initially. And then, as Twitter became more and more popular, became more and more dominant in pop culture, then it became a place where Twitter would, and we now have empirical evidence of this, that Twitter would, and it's called shadow banning, and that means they would take an account, and they might, through their algorithm, they might push that account down, so even if I was a follower of that account, I might not see what that account is doing unless I specifically search for that account and went directly to that account, it wouldn't show up in my feed. They would also just ban people. And the most famous person of all is Donald Trump. They just banned the President of the United States from this platform, which I think would be a whole story for another day, but which I think, depending on whether they are a platform, whether they are a publisher, that might actually be violation of the law. It certainly goes against the concept of free speech. Well, Twitter's been purchased by the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. And those on the left side of the political spectrum need a hug, maybe a drink, because those on the left side of the political spectrum are all upset because Elon Musk has said that while it won't just become the Wild Wild West, it will be a platform for free speech and for the clash of ideas. I love the clash of ideas. I love it when people have true, serious, civil debates. Even if they get heated, you can still be civil. Just don't get ad hominem where you just attack someone personally based on, their race or sexual preference or just, you're ugly or whatever. No, if you can have a heated debate about stuff, I love that. I have been known to change my position on issues because of heated debates I've had with people on Twitter. People have gotten me, my local audience will tell you this. My position on certain issues has shifted simply because I'm willing to listen to the other side. I want people to learn to do that. I want people to learn to understand the argument, even if you disagree with it, to understand the argument the other side is making. You know, as a lawyer, I had to do that. If I was going to zealously represent my client in a courtroom or in a contract negotiation or anything else, I had to understand where the other side was coming from. If I didn't do that, I was being a lousy lawyer, not serving my client well. Well, I would say as individuals, we're not serving ourselves well if we don't learn to understand the other side of an issue. And Twitter used to be a great place for that. And then Twitter got taken over by what I would call the Silicon Valley tech nerds that were predominantly on the left side of the political spectrum. And we now know, we have, again, as I say, we have evidence of this, of them taking sides on issues and downplaying the side that people in power didn't want you to hear. That's why I call it the cabal. So why do I sympathize with Democrats right now? I sympathize with them. I'm laughing because you think about the week they've had. This past week was a week that began with bad and then getting worse midterm polling data. We'll talk about that later today. And then it continued with a series of awful debate performances. I'm talking about Pennsylvania, Fetterman, and Oz, which was capped off on Thursday night when Elon Musk officially took control of Twitter and promptly fired several of the top executives. Now, people were shocked that he fired the top executives. I find that hilarious. If you want to change the culture of an organization, you have to change. What's an organization comprised of? What makes up a company, a corporation? What makes up iHeartMedia? Well, it makes up the engineers. It makes up the board ops. It makes up the salespeople. It makes up the management level. It makes up the talent, the people that come on and talk on the air. It makes up the disc jockeys that play the music. It makes up all of that. Well, if you wanted to change the culture of iHeartMedia, you'd have to change almost wholesale the people that make up the organization. Otherwise, you got the same old people doing the same old thing. And the hardest thing to do, and I know this from personal experience inside the Beltway as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, that the hardest thing that I had to do was to try to change the culture of Homeland Security when I was unable to change the people that worked in Homeland Security. So I had to shift my approach and try to get the people to adapt to a new way of doing business. But in the private sector, it's so much easier. You want to change the culture, you just throw those people out and get new people in. So what Elon Musk has done is truly catastrophic for the left because he has taken away the speech-suppressing left's favorite bullhorn, Twitter. And he has now said that he is going to make that a predominantly free speech platform. That, when you think about my description of the cabal, this unholy alliance of the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants, that three-legged stool, part of the third leg, the tech giant, has been pulled out from under it, and Elon Musk has said, you're no longer going to be a part of that, and instead, we're going to focus on free speech. Here's what Fox Business said. The move came after Musk closed his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter, capping off a month-long saga that began in April when he originally signed a deal to acquire the company. Musk backed out of the deal in July after accusing the company of failing to provide enough information about bot accounts. Now, those getting the vaudeville hook on Thursday night included the CEO, the CFO, as well as Twitter's top lawyer and its head of legal policy, and the head of its legal policy, trust, and safety. That was the group that really decided who got banned, like Donald Trump. Now, I don't care whether you're a supporter of Donald Trump or not. I want you to think about this. If the Ayatollah Khamenei, the head mullah in Iran, who screams for death to the Jews, death to America, wiping Israel off the map, if he can be on Twitter and say those things, why can't the bombastic New Yorker Donald Trump be on Twitter too? That's how insane this whole thing was. But what does it mean in terms of free speech? And what does it mean in terms of the cabal? That's coming up next. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. And if you want to follow me on social media, including Twitter, which is at Michael Brown USA, simply go to michaelsweekendshow.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back. You know, I want to tell you something. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, you need to learn about Heroes Non-Lethal Products. Heroes, the maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. That's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact, covering your attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, coughing uncontrollably, giving you time to get away. And all Hero products are concealable, and you don't need a carry permit. But now, Hero2020.com, that's the website, has a new product called the Arrow. This looks like a small remote control. It shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel. I've seen this gel. I've touched it. Oh, it's horrible. It creates intense burning sensation on any skin contact. And it also includes an alarm that alerts other people for help. Both of these products are non-lethal, and they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. My wife and I both carry these. I want you to get one today for yourself, for your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anyone you know who needs extra protection, but they don't want to carry a firearm. Go to this website, hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. I'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Twitter. Yeah. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 if you have any comments about anything we're talking about. And I remind you, too, you can text me, because I know a lot of people listen to podcasts, and affiliates do the program at different times during the weekend. You can text me anytime you're listening to this voice, because I read the text messages all the time. So if you're listening on a podcast, you're listening on a time delay, whatever it might be, and you've got some thought or comment, or I piss you off, or I make you happy, whatever I do, you can send me a text message. Mike or Michael, and your message to 33103. So back to Twitter. This whole story fascinates me, because when you have the power of these social media platforms, which are incredibly influential, Musk says that he plans to rescind the lifetime bans that Twitter imposed on a number of outspoken personalities. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, Steve Bannon, Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, and, of course, Donald Trump. Now, whether Trump will rejoin Twitter or not is anybody's guess, because, well, he did have, like, I think he had like 80 million followers or something. But now he's committed to his own platform. He's got his own platform over there. But at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, the gnashing of teeth and the rending of garments reportedly began almost immediately that Elon Musk took over. One liberty-minded liberal blogger, Glenn Greenwald, said this: I can't even calculate how much money I'd pay to read the Slack chat of Twitter employees today. I definitely would pay extra to read the thoughts of the content moderator. I think there will still be some content moderation, because clearly, even under the First Amendment, you cannot incite to violence. Now, remember, I've tried to explain that you can yell fire, you can falsely yell fire in a crowded theater, but you'll pay the consequences of doing so. The Constitution does not prohibit you from standing up in a crowded theater and there being no fire, and you yelling fire and causing people to stampede and hurt each other. You can do that. But you may get charged with a crime. You may certainly get sued by people that you cause injury to by doing that. But people often confuse and say you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Well, let's take the inverse of that. Let's say that you're in a crowded theater and you yell fire because there is a fire. You are certainly entitled to do that. In fact, I would say you have both a moral and a legal obligation to yell fire in a crowded theater if there indeed is a fire. But people don't understand what that court decision said. And so I think on Twitter, you will see some moderation of content, but that moderation will be within the confines of the Constitution. How that works out? Boy, it's going to be fun to watch. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Think twice about the shrimp you feed your family. Support U.S.-based Biloxi Shrimp Co. Owners Mark and Jonathan were born and raised in Biloxi, Mississippi, among generations in the commercial shrimping industry. You'll get premium restaurant-grade shrimp from hardworking Americans delivered to your door and be hooked on the quality and convenience. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order today.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. It is fascinating to me how, with everything going on in the world, you know, the midterm elections coming up on November 8th. So on November 8th, we're going to find out exactly what the American reaction has been to single-party government for only 2 years. Now, there have been periods of time in American history when we've had a lot longer period of time of single government policies. Republicans have been in control. There have also been times when we've had divided government. I think specifically about Bill Clinton in 1994. For the rest of Bill Clinton's term, from 1994 until the election, he had to work with Newt Gingrich and a Republican-controlled House and Senate. During that time period, that pulled Bill Clinton from where, I mean, he was on this pathway to becoming almost as radically left as Joe Biden has become. Now, Joe Biden, and I knew Joe Biden when I was the undersecretary, I knew him as this kind of glad-handing politician that was just... I would have called him a moderate Democrat, but I would have called him a moderate Democrat for this reason, because he was really just didn't do anything. He was the chair of the Judiciary Committee, so he oversaw a lot of judicial nominations, and served for a while on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And I would say that, other than trying to deep six a couple of Clarence Thomas. And some others, that Joe Biden's effectiveness as a U.S. senator was, it just didn't exist. It's hard to describe if you haven't worked inside that building and watched them as they maneuver and do all of this, of their stuff. But as I watched them do their things and had to deal with some of the legislative issues that came up as the undersecretary, or I had to testify before a committee on the Senate or House side. Throughout all of that, you have interactions with them. And then you have interactions with them, particularly in my case, when you're out in the field. So there's a disaster in Delaware. I'd have to deal with two U.S. senators from Delaware. I forget who it was. It wasn't Chris Coons at the time. It was somebody else. I can't think of who it was. It's immaterial. But I'd have to deal with the governor of Delaware. I'd have to deal with, you know, two U.S. senators. And in most states, I'd have to deal with at least one U.S. congressman. So you saw them all the time. And I can tell you that Joe Biden was one of those guys that just didn't really do anything. He loved to shake hands. He loved to kiss babies. He loved to sniff little girls' hair. He loved to do all these, you know, he was Joe Biden. He was just, he was the guy at work that you knew always slacked off, that didn't really do his job, but never got really caught because he's always kissing the boss's butt. And the boss was just, you know, kind of a doofus enough himself that, and in this case, the boss in this case are the voters of Delaware, who, you know, he would come back and glad hand them and, you know, kiss their babies and talk about how great he was and all the great things he was doing for the people of Delaware. And they'd be, oh, yeah, yeah, that's great, it's wonderful. And they'd reelect him, and just kept reelecting him. I say all of that because when Joe Biden was elected, even though I didn't vote for him, I voted for Donald Trump, obviously, I didn't think he would be this bad. Bill Clinton, for example, Bill Clinton was on the path to being as bad as Joe Biden. But when he had, in 1994, with the Gingrich Revolution, and the Contract for America, Bill Clinton knew that if he wanted to get anything done, he was going to have to come back to the center and work with the Republicans to do things. And that's exactly what Bill Clinton did. Because Bill Clinton was a master politician. And by that I mean Bill Clinton knew that if he wanted to get anything done at all, he had to say to his party, look, you're no longer in control. So I got to work with these yahoos that now control the House and the Senate. I got to work with these yahoo Republicans, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I don't think that Joe Biden has the capacity to do that. And I think that he will not change, regardless of whether there's a red tsunami or a red wave a week from Tuesday or not. I don't think he will. And I think part of that is because he doesn't have the political skills that a Bill Clinton had. Bill Clinton knew how to maneuver around and get things done. Joe Biden has always been on the surface, the glad hand, the guy that just was there to, you know, smile and joke and make everybody happy and, you know, and get mean or mad when he had to, but never really accomplish anything. You know exactly what I'm talking about because you know you work with these people. You've seen them at work. Or you've been to a business where you know that's the guy over there that doesn't really do anything. But boy, he's more than happy to, oh, yeah, it's good to see you, blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, you need something done. Well, here, let me get Billy Bob over here. Because Billy Bob can take good care of you. I'm really busy right now. And then he shuffles off and goes into the back room and doesn't do anything. You know those people, and that's Joe Biden. So what's the point of all this? The point of all this is quite simply that I think what will happen, if indeed there is a Republican majority in the House and the Senate on the night of November 8, and then again on January 1 or 2 when they actually take office, that they're going to have, those Republicans are going to have to affirmatively, for the first time in many of their careers, actually do what they've been telling you and I that they would do. Because if they don't, Joe Biden's going to stay over here on the far, far left because he's beholden to his far left progressive wing of the Democrat Party. He's beholden to the AOCs of his party. Republicans are going to have to act on their own because Biden is not going to move to their center where he might actually work with and approve some of the legislation passed by the Republicans. That means that if Republicans get elected and they actually want to do the things that they promise they tell us that they're going to do in all these races, then you and I have something that we have to do. And what you and I are going to have to do is hold their feet to the fire. Because otherwise, we're going to waste 2 years. And you don't know what's going to happen in 2 years. You have Ukraine going on. You've got China going on. You got South America going on. You got the Iranians going on. You got North Korea going on. You got all of this stuff going on around the world. And then you have all of the issues with energy and everything else. That if they don't change those policies, if they don't do anything about those things, then 2024 is too far away. And in 2024, if Republicans fail to deliver on the promises that they have made, in 2024, how do we know that if a Republican president is elected, let's say Ron DeSantis, if Ron DeSantis is elected president in 2024 and he doesn't have a majority of Republicans in the House and the Senate, then boom, we're wasting another 2 years. So that means we will have wasted 4 years. And the same old bullcrap takes place. And you'll have this. Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explaining to you that
our inflation is not going up due to government policies. Inflation is going up due to Wall Street decisions.
Oh, it's all Wall Street. That right there, that attitude, that belief, that political position will remain the dominant position because Republicans fail to do what they say they'll do in these midterm elections. Now, let's talk about how a Republican form of government works. They have been Republicans I can tell you in Colorado, Republicans are running on platforms where they are promising to stop some of the Democrat policies that have been implemented by the Colorado General Assembly, which is controlled by the Democrats in both the House and the Senate. And Republicans running here in Colorado have promised to reverse some of the policies of Governor Jared Polis and the Democrats that have made Colorado number one in auto thefts, number one in inflation, number one or two in fentanyl cases and fentanyl deaths. I mean, we're number one in so many things that we shouldn't be number one in because of these policies. And the people running for the state House and Senate in this state, including the governor, we have a Republican candidate for governor, Heidi Ganahl. If they don't deliver on those promises, then things will not only stay the way they are, but they will get worse. So what will we have to do in Colorado, for example, because this is applicable all over the country. It's applicable in Pennsylvania. It's applicable in Los Angeles, in California. It's applicable in Arizona. It's applicable, I don't want to use Texas as an example because Texas is doing well the way they are. But it's certainly going to be applicable in these other states. And that is, in a Republican form of government, who ultimately holds the power? The people that ultimately hold the power are you and me. So we can't just say, you know what, I did my part. I voted. That's just the first step. That's just the first thing that you have to do. The second thing that you have to do is you now have to remember how Maxine Waters, she was out with a bullhorn somewhere. Maxine was talking about how we got to get up in their faces and we got to disrupt their dinners and do all of that. Well, I would say she's partially right. No, I don't want you disrupting people's dinners. I don't want you getting up in people's faces. But she's right in the sense that you're going to have to get active and you're going to have to do more than just say, you know what, well, I voted for you, so I want you to do what I asked you. I want you to do what you said you would do when you're campaigning. It doesn't work that way. Because they go to D.C. or they go to your state capital, and unless and until they continue to hear from you, unless you continue to hold their feet to the fire, not a damn thing will change. I don't care how big of a majority we get anywhere. They've got to know. They have to fear you and me. They have to fear that if they don't deliver on the things they said they would deliver, or at least show you that they are working to do so, then we're screwed. Screwed. That's it. Putting it very simply. If you really want to change things, you're going to have to get active. And that's more than voting. That means if there's a committee hearing about something that's important to you, you're going to have to make sure, and I know this on an individual basis sounds trite, but you're going to have to call either a state legislative office, your state senator or your state representative, or you're going to have to call your U.S. congressman's office or your U.S. senator's office, and you're going to have to let them know that come hell or high water, that you expect them to do X, Y, Z. Now, you can't do it in an abrupt way, but you've got to make sure they understand firmly that that's what your expectation is. Now, one person doing it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. But if thousands of people do it, trust me, it makes a huge difference. Because if the little goober that answers the phone in those offices reports at the end of the day that thousands of people have called about a particular issue, that congressman, that senator is going to call that little goober intern in and say, show me the spreadsheet. Show me what they were saying. Show me, because I want to make sure I get reelected. Because at the end of the day, that's what they really care about. I don't care what they tell you. I promise you, That's what they care about. Hey, before we go to a break, if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, and I know a lot of people don't, that's why I want you to know about Heroes Non-Lethal Products. Now, I'm totally comfortable with firearms, and I'm totally comfortable concealed carrying, but Hero is now an award-winning maker of the Hero 2020. That is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact. That covers the attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. They drop to the ground. I've watched demonstrations of this. It's awful, but it's not lethal. And it gives you a chance to escape. And all these products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. Well, now at Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com, there's a new product called the Arrow. This looks like a small remote control, but it shoots a thick red sticky pepper gel that creates intense burning sensation on any skin contact and an alarm that tells others that you need help, again, giving you time to escape the situation. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I have them. My wife has them. I want you to get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, you know, anybody that wants extra protection but doesn't want to carry a firearm. Go online to Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com. Put in my last name as Brown as a special discount. Go online to Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. So one of my local listeners here in Denver, I broadcast here on Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk. One of my local listeners who bugs me all the time, but I love it, says, uh-oh, in a text message, here comes the school board speech. Yes, it is. It's the school board speech. I know there are a lot of cynical people, including me. Here's what the school board speech is, and this is holding their feet to the fire. This is the definition of holding their feet to the fire. When parents show up at school board meetings and they start bitching about what's on the curriculum or what the school is doing or not doing, suddenly school boards that sit and do their business quietly with nobody paying attention, suddenly are scared to death. And the same is true in state legislatures and at the congressional level. They do their business behind the great Wizard of Oz curtain because we're all distracted from other things, by other things. For this republic to survive, that means that you have to do more than just vote. You have to go to a school board meeting. You have to go to a state legislative committee meeting. You have to go to a town hall meeting when your congressman shows up. Or if they do it virtually, you got to join that Zoom call. You've got to make sure that you carve out some time in a life that is already crammed with stuff because the future of the republic depends on it. Oh, Michael, now you're getting... Yeah, you're just getting off. You're just getting, you're going crazy here. Nope. It's the truth. They'll just continue to do what they damn well want to do unless we tell them otherwise. It's your choice. I know what I do. I stay involved. I let them know. So should you. This is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant, Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.